Hey, honeys. Ooh-wee, are you excited about this episode? I sure am. I'm obsessed with The Good Place. I'm highly obsessed with Darcy. So, you're going to love her. And if you haven't watched The Good Place yet, you're going to want to after this episode. There's not much I have to say. I will say we discussed ColourPop a bit on this episode, and since I recorded this episode, ColourPop has now launched at Sephora. However, there are limited select items available online at Sephora.com. They have like a limited edition palette, limited edition liquid lip and gloss sets, a highlight set, and their famous $5 eyeshadow pods. But that's it. And then in store, 12 states have Sephora locations that have ColourPop in the stores, and I will list them on Nashby.com on today's episode guide. Check it out, especially if you haven't already. My sister and I work very hard on Nashby.com, and we want everybody to enjoy the fruits of our labor, baby. If you're ever like, oh, what mascara did Darcy talk about? Go to Nashby.com and check it out, baby. Everything's listed in order of appearance, always. You know your girl Jackie J has got you. Okay, but I will say ColourPop.com has everything. They have extensive lines of stuff, okay? And they have it all. They have palettes, highlighters, liquid lips, lippy sticks, concealers, brushes, blushes. Oh my, okay? ColourPop has a lot of stuff. And their whole thing is they keep their prices low. And Jackie J approves of this brand, okay? They are self-proclaimed cruelty-free for life. Most of their stuff is vegan. The ingredients are listed. So sometimes there is carmine in some of the eyeshadows. And if you're new to Nashby, carmine is crushed up beetles that they use to pigment certain shades of eyeshadows and lipsticks. I know it's disgusting, but that's the world we live in, baby. If you want to avoid the carmine, read the ingredients. Okay, and it's a brother and sister owned company in LA. They create and manufacture everything out of their warehouse and factory here in LA. A lot of companies, they produce overseas in China, or they at least have their packaging made in China, and then that packaging is shipped here, and then they put their product in America into the packaging. But ColourPop does everything in the USA, baby, okay? All I'm saying is respect to ColourPop. It comes up on this app. Darcy wasn't familiar with the brand. You know, they keep their price points low. If you're interested in trying some colors or something fun, go to ColourPop.com, and it's C-O-L-O-U-R, ColourPop, for some weird reason nobody knows, because they're an American company. Great. Okay, what else? Okay, it's November. Nashby is celebrating all month long, because it's my birthday month, as well as Chooch's. So, be on the lookout, November 21st. That's my birthday. Something special, a little present from your girl Jackie J, is going to pop up on your feed if you subscribe to Nashby. So, maybe subscribe if you haven't already. Last week I asked for iTunes reviews for my birthday. Thank you for everybody who made one. And this week I'm asking for Instagram followers, okay? And the only reason I am is because I'm so, so painfully close to having 10,000 Instagram followers. Because when you hit 10K on Insta, baby, this is what happens. You get that little swipe up feature. You know, it's like, check out my merch, swipe up. Or like, do you want a link to my tour? Swipe up. All that. I can't swipe up. I don't have 10,000 followers yet. I'm so close. So if you want to give me a birthday present, okay, I only need 467 of you to do so. And then my dreams will come true. So follow me, please, at Jackie Michelle Johnson. Michelle has one L. Jackie Michelle Johnson, okay? And, you know, unfollow me in a month if I'm lame. I just want that feature. Mama wants that link feature, okay? So that's it. That's the only thing I have to say today. Please enjoy Darcy Carden here on Natch Butte.
You are a natural butte. You are a Natch Butte. Natch Butte. Natch Butte. Natch Butte. Oh, yeah.
Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my Ulta bills? Can you pay myself for a bills? Then maybe, baby, we could chill. Welcome to Natch Butte. That's right, I wrote a new intro. Welcome to the third most popular beauty podcast on iTunes. Sometimes I go down to five. That's okay. You know, the hype, initial hype is wearing off, I guess. That's okay. Who cares about charts? I look all the time. It's fine. Welcome. I have a very special guest here today. I'm Jackie Johnson, just to clarify. My guest is Darcy Carden. And she's here.
Hi. You sounded so good.
Thank you. I feel like I was a little off key and
you
I'm self-conscious about it, but that's
weren't.
Fine.
You
were. It's
weren't.
Fine.
And that run, that's not an easy thing, what you just did.
I mean, I've had a lot of practice in the car.
I mean, and also you're just a great singer, but that's something that people think like, oh, I can do that. And then they go like, huh.
I used to practice in high school and there were a lot of bad ones.
That stuff is Not for the, that's not for, for messing around. That's
yeah,
for professionals.
And Beyonce, Destiny's Child, I used to practice a lot specifically.
With them.
Yep, I would drive down to Houston, I'd go in the booth with them, and I would just, you know, check it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember this girl. I auditioned for American Idol when I was 18, okay. question mark, 19. It was the season Carrie Underwood won.
Oh, great season. Bo Bice, Carrie Underwood.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And I think she should, you know, I don't think I could compete with her, so well, I'm okay with it.
You would have made top 10. Wait, you did audition, though.
I did, but I didn't even get through the first round.
They didn't get it.
They didn't get me yet, you know? They just didn't really get my brand. But the girl behind me sang Dangerously in Love by Beyonce, which is an amazing song. It's from her solo album, yeah. Her first solo album. And she was going, baby, I'm so proud. But, like, that wasn't even that good. She was... Oh,
wait,
no.
You did sound really good.
It was okay. Right? I'll be honest. It was okay. I could do better. But she kept doing it all in my ear for hours, literally.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We were in the St. Louis Stadium, Rams Stadium. Was it Rams? I don't know anything about sports.
Well,
it was a stadium. There were a sports team plays
it
there.
It was a sports stadium.
It's in St. Louis. She was going, baby, I'm so proud. Baby, I'm so
just
proud.
Over and over.
And I
and
wanted
over.
To die. I wanted to die.
And her name is... Carrie Underwood. Her name is Bo Bice.
I dug my key in. That's my karaoke right there.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I
love
her.
Remember when she did Alone? Do you
yes, of course I remember that. Of course.
Jackie, I taped, I was at that moment, like whatever, whenever that was, I was doing a play.
Ooh.
Okay, wait, actually I was doing a musical, so I often know. Who do I think I am?
Career.
Right? It was like a community theater thing. But anyway, I had a tape recorder because I would like record rehearsals so I could,
yeah.
you know, learn my harmonies or whatever. So at that, when that that particular episode was on, I loved it so much. And I don't even think it was pre-DVR, but I wanted it with me all the
time.
Yeah,
just think you could go back to it when you need it.
Exactly. So I just taped it on my little recorder and I would like listen to it in my car. Just that one song. God,
that is a
rocked.
Song that I wish I could sing. It's a little out of my range, but I lower it a key and I can fucking take it to town, baby.
You can take it to town.
I can take it all the way to town.
You can actually take it all the way to town.
I take it all the way to town. I fill up my car. I go back.
You grab some.
I get a Slurpee.
I was going to say turkey jerky.
Some
then
corn
I was like,
nuts.
No, she vegan.
I get some corn nuts. I go back.
Yes.
With that. We should probably just get into, you know, the pod a little.
Oh, right.
I get self-conscious when we go off topic for too long.
Come on.
So can I just say to you, first of all, congratulations. Congratulations on being on two of the funniest fucking shows on TV.
Jack.
I am a jaded asshole. I don't think anything's funny.
Right.
You're Gemma on Broad City and you're Janet on The Good Place.
Yeah.
They're both so fucking funny.
Dude, that is so nice.
You're killing it, and I just want to say I appreciate it and I'm happy you're here.
That is so nice of you.
Third is Difficult People. I mean, that's
a great show.
Oh my God, I love it.
You know what? Like, that means more to me than you could even know. Because it's cool to, like, we're all trying to do what we're trying to do.
We're all trying to do
it. And we're happy to do what we get.
Yep,
but with a cool comedy person saying that they think it's funny, I'm, like, in heaven.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
in
so good.
The Good Place.
I'm telling you, and that's the other thing. So everyone listening, if you haven't watched The Good Place yet, you gotta watch it. I feel like I didn't watch it
right,
at first
because you think,
it looks like a workplace show,
totally,
and I'm like, I've seen every workplace show.
But I don't need any more.
I don't want to ruin the surprise let me just tell you, it is not about what you think it's about.
It is not.
You gotta watch.
And it's also quick. It's like it's one of those ones where I'm kind of like. Put in the few hours that it would take to get through season one, and I kind of guarantee that you will like it.
Yes, I 100% agree. Like I said, I am a jaded asshole.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think anything is funny.
Same.
And it is very funny.
I'm so glad. Well, I am so glad you're saying that, and that means a lot to me, and also I agree, which maybe I should just be like, thanks, but I'm like, I agree.
No,
I think it's so funny.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Well,
you really nailed it with that career.
I didn't nail a thing.
And I fucking, Broad City is every, like, it brings me the most joy.
Right.
It's just, it's the voice of our generation.
I agree.
Everything out of their mouth is genius gold.
Why the hell didn't you stay the other night?
Because I was nervous.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
We have to clarify now.
I know.
Basically.
We were at a friend's house.
Yes.
Do we go into detail? You were like watching Riverdale.
I was watching Riverdale and then. The host of this watching said, oh, there's a bunch of people coming over to watch Broad City, and literally the entire cast of Broad City walks through the door. And me and my friend Steve were like, you know, I think the rule of comedy is get there late, leave early.
You know what? I think that was very, like, cool of you.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
meaning,
too.
Meaning only, like, That was, what is that word? It's like leaving a party early or whatever. You're
right.
Like confident. You're like, I don't need this.
Well,
but I don't know if you know Abby and Alana, but they would love you.
I mean, I don't know them really. And that's the thing.
Someday.
I don't want to like say something dumb. I don't know.
Wouldn't.
I just, you know what I mean?
I totally do.
You know
I totally
what I mean?
Do. Yes.
They mean so much to me. I was terrified.
Oh, but.
Of like saying something dumb or like whatever. Because I've said some stupid shit to people.
Haven't we all?
I mean, it's really hard.
I totally understand. And when something means a lot to you, sometimes it's just better to get the hell out.
I'm telling you.
I know exactly what you mean.
One time, I told Jessica Biel that her dog had a nice head. You know what I mean? I can't be around people, Darcy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't be around people.
Where you sort of like hear it come out of your mouth.
Yeah.
And you're like,
but she took it like a champ. That's the thing. They're used to it. They're
right.
used to it.
Right.
Okay, we'll get into makeup real
sure,
quick.
Sure, sure,
first,
sure.
I just want to say,
yeah.
I know you're like, just like me, you love pop stars, you love music.
Don't I?
You're a big One Direction fan.
Yes,
you just saw Britney in Vegas.
Yes,
your
did.
Pictures were insane.
Front rows.
I mean, wasn't it worth it? I was in the pit when I saw her,
yes.
And it was worth every cent.
I said it in the second, like when the second song started, I looked at my friend Jen Statsky. What up, Jen? And I
what
was
up,
like,
Jen Statsky? I just
worth
met her.
Every penny.
Every cent.
Or double. I
no,
would have paid double.
I would have given my bone marrow.
Yeah.
My plasma.
It was like a night to remember.
Did you cry? I cried.
I guess I didn't cry, but there wasn't.
I was high out of my mind.
Yeah,
but
like on drugs.
Yeah,
yeah.
But it was worth it.
I was high out of my mind on Brit.
I'm telling you, I was like, she's so happy.
I was
happy that she's happy.
There was something about seeing her up that close
I'm
where I was like,
you.
She looks better than I even thought.
Oh.
She's enjoying herself. She loves her dancers. It was a blast. And she touched her damn hands.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You know Chuja's in a Britney Spears video, right?
Excuse me?
The dog in your lap right now is in I Wanna Go, the Britney video.
Wait, how did that happen?
I used to be a celebrity dog walker. My boss is a renowned dog behavioralist / animal wrangler. She was hired to prep the dogs and cast the dogs.
So obviously.
And she cast Chuja.
Yeah, Chuja could, I mean, does Chuja do a lot of acting?
I mean, she books more than I do. Chuja's in a Tegan and Sarah video.
I saw that.
Yeah, she works semi-regularly.
Truly, Chuja could be like the Frasier dog. Like,
I would...
Honestly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Chuja's about to be 8. So, she's of a certain age.
You guys, I just want you to know, listening at home across the country and beyond,
yep.
I'm holding Chuja. She is giving me... Dog
Isn't
energy,
she an
like
angel?
I mean, it's not even dog energy. It's like
no,
I love dogs so much. This is like beyond. She is otherworldly. I feel like I'm holding like the best old woman I've ever held in my life.
Chuja has healing energies, and she finds where you need the energy and will put it there.
She's given it to
like
me.
The reason she is on your left hip. There's a reason.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
No, Jackie, that's serious.
Yeah,
I've never in the last like 2 years. I've never. Gotten a massage where the masseuse hasn't said like, ooh, what's going on with your left hip?
No way.
Yes.
I'm telling you, she's a Reiki dog.
Yes.
Yes.
I was going to say, this is like Reiki.
When I is it Reiki?
Yeah.
I'm a bumpkin.
What'd you say?
I said Reiki.
It looks like Reiki.
I don't know. Chuja, when I used to do lashes on people, she would lay on them in different areas.
Oh, and she's a Reiki dog.
Yeah. She'd go to the neck, the breast, the vagina, the leg, the
Name
armpit.
Other body parts.
Let's see. Head, shoulders, knees and toes. Okay, we got to get into this
Come
damn
on.
Makeup.
Let's
okay,
talk about makeup. What the hell are we doing?
Okay. I just want to. Okay, we said that you're on Good Place. You're on Broad City.
Thank you for being nice.
And if anyone lives in LA or New York, see Darcy perform at Upper Citizens Brigade. She's fucking hilarious.
Thanks, bud.
So you know, you did get some. I got some tweets and messages from fans that were like, "Oh my god, I've seen her perform." So it's great.
Well, thank you for telling me that. I'm gonna get my period tomorrow, so I think I needed to hear that today.
You, listen, we are all about the validation here.
Thank you.
That's what this whole pod is about.
Please.
Natch validation.
Yeah,
okay?
I was texting with Lucia about what a star you are.
Oh my God, I love her so much. I mean,
Lucia Aniello, what up?
I want her to come on.
Yeah, oh, she should.
And I kind of want her and Paul to come on.
They should.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, because
couple.
Yeah, and talk about products. And,
yes.
Yeah, you should. That would
couple
be
couple routines.
That's a great idea.
I think it's fun. We're going to pitch it to them.
Yeah.
Oh, I just did. Just kidding.
As their manager, they
Perfect.
Accept.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. This is, you got, a lot of questions about your hair.
Okay.
A lot.
Really?
Let me just read a few, okay?
Okay.
This is from Rhea from Northern California.
Hi, Rhea.
Darcy, your hair is always so gorgeous. What is your routine? Any tips? Before you finish, let me read this next one. This is from Christina in NYC. Hi, Darcy. Can we please talk about your hair care and routine? You have such beautiful bouncy hair. I'd love to know your secrets. I used to love seeing you at UCB and in New York, and I'm so glad that I get to watch you on The Good Place. Thanks in advance. Okay, let's see. I mean, that's like, I picked two, yeah. But you got a ton about the damn hair.
That's so sad.
I will tell you this. Your hair on TV, I'm telling you, everybody on Good Place looks amazing, and I have a crazy TV that makes everybody look terrible, and everybody looks amazing.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear.
So, I don't know what...
That is a good-looking cast.
Everybody looks great.
Right?
I kind of want to be like, can you tell me about Kristen Bell?
Yeah,
because
I can.
She's just so cute.
Yeah, and I can tell you about... You should have her makeup artist on this show.
Yes.
She's amazing.
I can't even imagine. But, like, everyone's beautiful on TV, but even my TV makes beautiful people. You can see, but y'all look fantastic.
Well, that's great.
Whoever's gaffing, lighting, everybody, I'm telling you, professionals
damn,
all the way.
That's so good.
On The Good Place, is that all your hair or is that a piece?
Okay, this is great. I love talking. I love breaking it down.
Of course, because I tried it. People see things on TV and they say, I want to look like that. Yeah. I want to aspire to that. And normally, it's not always real.
I will say this. Tell me if you agree. I feel like... And this is maybe not 100%, but maybe like 90% of the women's hair you see on TV has fake hair.
Yes.
And season one, for some reason, we didn't do any pieces. Season two, we are.
Yeah.
And I can tell.
The budget went up, maybe.
In a good way. Like, I feel like Janet's hair looks a little longer, bouncier.
It's so gorgeous.
Well, thanks. Oh, wait. I should say last season one's long ponytail was 100% fake.
Excellent.
Yeah. Just so you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, I remember being like, I don't need a fake ponytail. I got a cute ponytail. And then when they put it in, I was like, maybe this is too much.
Yeah.
And then I remember taking it out that day and being like,
wah, wah.
Oh, my. Yeah. Like, my ponytail is disgusting.
Yeah.
My little natural, disgusting ponytail.
Yeah.
Speaking of Riverdale, I feel like Betty said that her season two ponytail is going to be bigger.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
I don't know.
I can't wait for that. I'm all about those big old ponies,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, I love a big pony.
My pony is a rat tail.
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't have any hair and it's short.
But even if it's like, I do like a cute little short pony. But yeah, putting that long ass piece in there, like a damn horse's tail.
Like a beautiful My Little Pony.
And then taking it out, you're like, I'm pathetic.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you so much for all of the hair comments. That is surprising to me. I guess it's just, I don't know. I know you've heard this before, even on this podcast. Like, I know Stephanie said this too, but when people are working on your hair, when their job is to like shine it up and curl it up and slick it up, like, it better look good.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're the top of their craft.
Right, right. I have this dope woman named Aubrey Marie, this like cool young, I don't know, she's like in her mid-20s.
That's
doing
young,
my hair.
Baby.
It is young. Yeah. And especially for, she's, you know, working in TV and she's been the head of hair departments before. She's a badass. And we just have like, I was going to say we have the same style, but I should say I copy her. I'm like, what do you think is cool? Great. I think that's cool too.
Yep. That's what I do too.
Yeah.
I'm all about jacking people's shit on Instagram.
Totally.
Be like, if you tag it, I'm getting it, baby.
I am the same
copy.
Way.
Yeah. Meow, meow.
I'm like, all I need is for someone to say like, you should get this. And I'm like, okay,
yeah,
fine. I promise.
Here's my card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys, hey, listeners at home, have you heard of a product called Olaplex?
Yes.
Olaplex?
Yeah.
So that is a good little like weekly or monthly hair, I don't know, like conditioning treatment that I enjoy. I like to throw it on at night and sleep on it.
Okay.
I think it says like 10 minutes.
And you're like, fuck that.
Yeah. So I just... like run it or you know, an hour or whatever, but give it more than 10 minutes or give it more than it says. I honestly, there was one day when I was playing. So on The Good Place, I sometimes play a role called Bad Janet, and I'm wearing like this big blonde wig.
Yeah.
And we knew I was going to be wearing the blonde wig all day. So she threw some Olaplex under that damn wig.
Just to do a little moisture treatment underneath.
Yeah.
What a good idea.
Yeah.
Everyone out there with wigs, moisturize under the wig. Two birds, one stone.
One stone, two birds.
Maybe I'll do that for Halloween.
Yeah.
Like underneath, I'll do a condish.
Yeah, get a condish. Or just do it overnight or whatever the hell. Also, just a simple coconut oil.
Yep.
Slobbered in your hair.
So I mean, Janet's hair is on point. She's got that twist.
Yeah.
So half up, half down.
Yeah.
I saw one where it was down with a little twist.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what? How does they decide that? They just make it up kind of and roll with it?
Yeah, there was, I mean, again, Aubrey, who does my hair, is like very, well, she's two things. She's damn good at her job, and yeah. She's also really collaborative. So there was one episode in particular, but this season in general, there's like a lot of sort of reboots of Janet. Mm-hmm. So we got to play with a lot of different hairstyles, and she would just, on Instagram or she, you know, through magazines or whatever, she would be like, what do you think of this? What do you think of this? What do you think of this? And it was fun to just, there was one day, I should have showed you this beforehand, but we did something like 5 or 6 looks in a day. And it wasn't,
wow,
it wasn't like
ambitious.
It wasn't like over hours. It was like in a scene. It was truly one scene,
yeah,
where it was like the idea was that Janet,
yep,
kept rebooting.
Yep.
So we were, we felt like we were, I don't know what. I was about to say in the Olympics. That doesn't make sense. We were like, we had, you know, a couple hours to do like 5 or 6 looks. So we would run to the trailer, put it on. We were prepped as hell.
Yeah.
And it was fun.
I did a home goods commercial.
There you go.
Very similar. And it takes place over the course of like 4 different breakfasts.
So you had to do this different look. Different
I
look,
kept
different
doing
look.
Them. And it was so funny because they would go, okay, go back to your first look. Okay, go back to your third look. And you know. And
wait,
so,
why didn't they plan it so
you
that,
know, who knows, Darcy?
Doesn't that,
I'm,
were you frustrated or were you happy to
no,
be there?
No, when I get work, I am
me
happy
too.
To be
me
there,
too.
Baby.
And actually, when people do get too frustrated or too complainy, I'm kind of like, what would you rather be doing?
Yeah.
Chill out.
I wore these boots one time that were very painful.
Yeah.
And I was standing in the freezing cold for hours, and I hated it. And I said to myself, you know what? Do you remember when Rose from Titanic?
Yeah.
Do you remember Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio sat in that dirty water tank for like 19 hours
yeah.
straight? I said, this is the business, babe.
This is it, baby.
And I pick up dog shit for a living, and I would rather be on set with hurt ass feet
right.
than be picking up dog shit.
It's so easy to get into
to
like,
lose perspective.
Yeah, that's it. Perspective. Right.
Yes.
Right.
I like hashtag grateful. Hashtag
wow.
grateful.
But yeah, I like to do the look back. I like to do the, what was I doing a year ago? What was I doing 5, 10 years ago? Whenever I start to feel
yes.
that little like, I'm not where I want to be.
Yeah.
It's nice to kind of just go, oh, no. This is, you're on the right path.
Yes. So be grateful for your work.
God.
That's my tip of the night, baby. Okay. What else do we have here? Okay, here's one. I don't know, maybe you can answer this. Darcy, I'm obsessed with your eye makeup on The Good Place, which is one of my favorite shows on the air. Can you reveal how your makeup artist achieves this look and what products are used? P.S. Mm. Loving the show this season. Your performance as Janet is so hilarious and sweet. That is from Maggie in L.A.
Maggie!
And can I just say Maggie is so gorgeous you won't even believe because I know who this is because
oh
of the Nashbute Facebook group.
Really?
So shout out to Maggie.
Maggie!
She looks like a little doll come to life.
I love a little doll
giant
come to life.
Giant eyelashes, beautiful rosy little cheeks.
Maggie, come help me out. I want to learn how to be a little doll.
I know. I want her to do my makeup. I want all the honeys to do my makeup. They're so good at it.
Yeah, I bet it's the honeys that are listening are obsessed with makeup.
Yeah,
so
a lot of them
good.
Are. Oh, I'm telling you, they do Get Ready With Me videos,
yeah.
Facebook Lives,
yeah.
and I stalk the Facebook
yeah,
group like
is,
a creep, and I watch a lot of
yeah.
them.
Those people should be on. I like, even I'm like, oh God, I shouldn't be on this podcast because I don't know the names of any makeup.
Right. I mean, Janet's look, would you say it's sort of like a Mad Men housewife-ish
yeah,
kind of
totally.
Vibe? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way. Yeah, it has a little bit of like a period kind of like, almost like 50s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like nondescript vintage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of people say like sort of flight attendant-y.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what, I mean, okay.
Have you ever paid attention? Like, do you know what foundation they put on you? Anything like that?
God damn it.
You don't?
No, I sort of do, but also it changes. I had season one and season two are 2 different makeup artists.
Right.
I do believe there was some Makeup Forever foundation.
Yep. That's what they put on me every time I work.
What do you think?
I mean, I Makeup Forever test on animals, so I don't use it in my personal
okay,
life.
Great.
I used to.
Right.
It is the standard and industry standard in terms of foundation.
Wait, P.S. If I'm ever looking at my phone, it's too look, did I just bump you?
Oh, I'm not offended.
It's to look up a, what if I was like, a text.
No, oh,
No.
I have
look
to
up
answer
a,
people. You know how this business is. If you don't answer, they move on.
No.
I booked 2 jobs sitting in this, in this booth where I had to respond to my agent.
No, I'm going to look at pictures of makeup that I've taken. Okay,
P.S.
so.
The yeah. Choochie loves you so much.
I'm so feeling this, Chooch. This is really good.
Mommy.
Okay,
yes,
so this is something I have not tried yet. You know what? I'm already seeing it's too expensive. But Kristen's makeup artist, Simone,
uh-huh.
who is a genius, she thought that this would look really good on me, or maybe on everybody. It's in French, so I'm not going to be able to say it. But it's something like Clé.
How do you spell it?
C-L-E.
Uh-huh.
De.
Uh-huh.
P-E-A-U.
You're just making sounds now. Flip the phone. Let me see.
Wait, let's see. I'll make it a little bigger.
I have really good eyesight.
You so do? You don't have.
Yeah, we're sitting about a stadium
yes,
apart.
This is very far away.
Clé de Peau.
Do you know it?
No, I have heard the name, yes.
Okay, Clé de Peau Beauté Refining Fluid. She is German.
Refining fluid sounds dirty.
Yeah.
Doesn't
SPF 24, it does. Why do you have to say fluid?
Refining fluid sounds like birth. It sounds like a birth term.
Clé de Peau? Like, why you gotta say fluid?
When my mom had me, there was a lot of refining fluid. Like, you know what I mean? It sounds like a birth story.
My mom actually froze her refining fluid and then took it in supplements.
And then in capsule form?
Yeah.
Like Kourtney Kardashian? Yeah.
So that I don't even know why I'm recommending this because I have not tried it other than the fact that anything Simone recommends I'm into.
You got to listen to the professionals.
Yeah. She also says something under that refining fluid would be something called Daile, Brialt.
You know, for someone with an apostrophe in your name, you're really not doing these justice. I mean, not to judge.
Edit all this out.
I'll edit it all. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
No.
What color eyeshadow does Janet wear?
I would say she's like, she's going to go, you know, my instinct is to say brown, but it's more of like a, what's taupe?
Taupe is a brown.
Yeah. Like a, it's not too dark.
My nipples are very taupe.
Okay, let's see. Oh, yeah, they are.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm taking off my top right now. I'm jiggling my tits.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
see,
no,
that,
see,
this is taupe.
That's taupe.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, we don't go too dark. I have kind of, like, what do I have? Small eyes, like, deep set. I don't know what the hell I have, but not all makeup works on them. And basically, we always just want to, like, anything to open my
eye. You have
eye.
Tiny eyelids, I
yes.
would say.
Why do I have that?
We're all different.
We're all different.
We're all beautiful creatures.
Thank you, G-O-D.
You know what I mean? Yes.
Yeah.
Give us those jeans, baby. Yeah, I would say, I don't know exactly the term. Deep set?
Deep set or
maybe?
Something? All I, whenever, I'm also very, anytime I'm like sitting down in a makeup artist chair, especially new, I'm like very timid.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're like, so what do you think? I'm just like, make my eyes look as open as possible.
Yeah.
Bigger. And also they sort of almondy turn down. They're
yep.
almondy and they kind of turn down. So I like them up. I like
yep.
them. And sometimes a smoky eye, which I live for,
yep.
will bring them down. So we have to make sure they go up.
I feel
up.
Like same with me.
Yeah.
I feel like my eyes are going down.
I'm getting some chooch licks and I'm loving it.
Yeah, she
I don't mind.
That, she does that when I can't stop her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because she's supposed to not lick.
Oh, then I'll stop. I know Michelle uses a MAC. Gel eyeliner.
Oh, okay.
Okay. With like a, you know, brush and all that shit. She's obsessed with individual eyelashes.
Okay.
This is the type of thing I should know, right? Like a name brand.
I have noticed that the women who are all gorgeous on the show all have a strip on at all times.
Wait.
But not a crazy strip.
Wait, on our show?
Yeah.
But I don't wear a strip.
You don't?
I don't.
But Kristen does.
Kristen, I don't know.
Tahani does.
Tahani does.
I don't know her real name. I'm
sorry.
Wait,
I'm saying she does as if I know. I don't even know.
I can tell, baby.
Okay.
I'm Jackie
yeah,
Lashes. I can tell. But they're very subtle. They're not like crazy. They're just,
right.
That's what's the standard now.
Yeah.
Is like, even if you're like a forensics scientist, you're going to be wearing a fucking lash strip on TV now.
What
that's
you,
just the way it goes.
What do you prefer? I mean, that's going to sound like you. I don't, not like.
Oh, I want them to put a strip on me for everything.
You like strip as opposed
oh,
to individual?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, the individuals are great.
They're great.
Yeah.
Either way.
I'm just saying, lash it up.
I mean, lash it.
Get those lashes going, baby. When I get makeup on a show and they don't put lashes on me, I'm like disappointed.
I totally agree.
And I don't want to be like, excuse me, can I have a
I
lash?
Know. When somebody is like, do you want, like before they even finish, I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
In fact, the other night, I did a lash myself and I never do that.
Ooh.
I used to do it all the time when I was more like a theatery actress and you'd like reuse the same strip for like 2 months.
Yeah.
but I haven't done it in a while and I did it the other night just kind of like, I could still do that.
Yeah.
And it looked fucking great.
Oh, yeah.
It makes such a difference.
I want them to put a lash, but you do individuals. Janet has individuals.
Janet has individuals. Darcy did strip.
Yes. Yeah. Got it. I love that.
I don't really know how to do individuals, although I guess it's not that hard.
I mean, I don't know how to do it either.
Yeah.
The little clusters.
Those
the little forks. I'm going to show you a photo now that we're just kind of talking Darcy face.
Okay.
I did screen grab some of your photos as a creep.
No, I love this.
There's a photo here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What do you think of that?
So this is a photo that you Instagrammed a couple of years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
And it's a photo of you in your youth.
Yes.
And then a photo of you now. And it's just your eyes and brows. And it says spot the difference. And you tagged Christy Stryker.
Oh, the Stryker lady.
So you go to them?
I do.
Okay. So I need to go. I'm just convinced. My eyebrows and I are in a fight. We've been in a fight our whole life.
Okay.
And I got bladed.
Yeah.
But I got bladed a year ago.
And is it fading?
It's faded, but I'm trying to decide if I want to re-up or if I want to just start over or like what.
Right.
But I just can't get them straight. I think my face is crooked. And I mean, nobody's face is 100% proportion unless unless somebody fixed you got work done.
Yeah, exactly.
Which a lot of people have.
Right.
No shame in the game.
Yeah.
But if you haven't had work done, there's most likely something isn't proportionate or something isn't. Exactly. I think my eyebrows are just off-centered a little bit.
Which I actually weirdly sort of like. I like a little bit of a funky eyebrow. Like, who was I just looking at?
But your eyebrows are perfect.
You think?
But you go to Stryker, maybe the best place in the game.
So Stryker's great. And if you haven't checked them out, that I'm sure you have if you're listening to this podcast, but check out like the Stryker sisters Instagram. We're talking hair, makeup, and eyebrows.
They're a trifecta of glam.
And they're just like, I went to, so okay, I love makeup and beauty and all this shit, but I'm not great at it. I'm big on asking a friend whose look I like what they did.
Yeah.
And whatever they say, I'm like, okay.
Yep.
So Angela Trimbert, Nicole Shabtai, and Abby Jacobson, all of their brows were kicking.
Yeah.
So all three of them said Stryker, and I was like, I got to do
this. You said I'm making an appointment, baby.
Even though, you know, it costs a pretty penny.
Yeah, yeah.
In a way that I'm like, I don't want to think about it.
But I'm telling you, I used to do eyelashes on a bunch of people, and they're all, a bunch of them on shows. 9 times out of 10, I would say, who does your brows? And they would say Stryker. And they're like Mandy Moore.
Yeah.
It's like the most glamorous, beautiful women on TV. They all have the Stryker brow.
Totally. And I think every time I think like, oh, this is really expensive, I like Sarah Paulson will be sitting next to me, or Mandy, or
and that's worth
Gwyneth
it.
Gwyneth a couple days ago.
Oh,
so I was like, if these girls are doing
it. She
amazing. Looks amazing.
God.
She looks amazing.
Did you say anything or were you cool?
I was so damn cool.
See, I'm jealous. I feel like I would say something stupid or like, you know,
I don't even know what I could say.
You know, I saw the other day, I'm like so nervous because I got a bad iTunes review about name dropping. I think it's interesting.
Yeah. What do they even say? That you do it too much?
Yeah, but I think it's funny. I don't know.
I think it's, I don't know. When you live in LA and you're in da biz.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you, if I was a listener, I would
love it.
Than just being like, I saw an actress at.
Maybe it was Gwyneth Paltrow that wrote my review.
It might be.
I saw Lizzie Kaplan at Tail Waggers.
Beauty.
She was stunning. She's also very tiny. Everybody's so little and their faces are tiny. Everybody has such tiny little features.
I know, dude.
I have a big head. I have a big face.
I got a big everything. I'm a biggie.
I mean, I don't think that. But,
I mean.
But compared to this little, delicate, tiny nugget of a woman, Kristen Bell, she's so tiny.
Her
little face is so tiny.
I know. The other day we were, what were we doing? Oh my God, this is goofy. But we were we weren't FaceTiming.
Oh.
No. What was it? She has an app called Marco Polo. Have you heard of this?
No.
I know. It's like it's cool. It's basically like you send a video text message. Instead of typing, you're sending a video.
I need to do that because of my carpal tunnel.
Yes, you do. And we were doing one to Mr. Danson himself.
Oh.
And as I was looking in her phone, I was like, my head is twice the size of yours. This sucks. So I was like trying to position it, but there was no winning.
I mean, she's just so tiny.
Wow, I just name dropped a bunch. I guess I'm going to get a bad review.
Maybe, you know what? Listen.
Suck it.
What were we even talking about? Oh, the Stryker sister. Okay. Do I need to go?
Well,
did she get your eyebrows to grow like this photo? Did they look like the before that?
No. You don't have to like scroll back years in my
Instagram.
I'll
put it on my
Okay, but also it's just, you know, it's just that 90s line.
I had
the 90s line. And since about 2005, I've been on the thick side.
Okay.
I was really
holding
on to that.
You were ahead of the curve.
Was I?
I mean, weren't you?
I don't know, because I remember having the thin.
Yeah.
And my family, and I remember, maybe not my best friend, but I even remember Jason, who was just my friend at the time, my now husband, being like, damn, girl, your eyebrows are thin. And I was like, it looks good. And then I remember being at a, like a magazine stand and seeing every single woman on every single magazine had like a nice thick brow. It was one of those aha moments for me.
Yeah.
And I started growing them out immediately and I went to like Anastasia, but it was like at Sephora, in Times Square. And whoever it was started helping me grow them out. So they've been on the big side for a while, but the older you get, ladies and gents, the more your eyebrows start to kind of thin out.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to thicken them up.
They look fantastic.
Thanks. I mean, thanks.
I mean, I just want an Angela Tremblay eyebrow.
I mean, we should all be so lucky.
Yeah.
Guess what? None of us are ever going to have an Angela Tremblay
eyebrow. I'm telling you, goals.
Goals.
Everybody Google Angela Tremblay and go to her Instagram. The eyebrows are legit.
Everybody in the booth right now is literally shaking their head.
Everyone knows that. Yeah. Everyone knows.
You know,
I bet her manager pitches her as that.
Yeah,
call. Her manager probably pitches and says, I got a gal for this role. You know, Angela Tremblay, the eyebrows?
Yeah, exactly.
We got them.
Yeah. They're so like healthy and sexy and it's such a good look.
But she goes to Stryker. So I just got to make an appointment.
One thing, well, first of all, Christy is lovely and wonderful and you've sort of part of the reason that you go is because you fall in love with her and the sisters and you're just like, whatever you say, I'll do.
But what would she even say? I feel like she would look at me and be like, you got to grow more. Come back in 8 months. That $100, please. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she will.
What can you do at this stage I'm at?
You can kind of get like serums and stuff. Yeah. And she will. The hard thing for pluckers is she is like, not let you touch your eyebrows.
Yeah.
She gives you one of those little like tiny razors so you can clean up. But you are not allowed to pluck. Like, I haven't plucked an eyebrow hair out of my eyebrows in like 2 years. Although she has.
So impressive. I need help with the shape. Something happened in the last few months where I got off a little bit and like I just can't get them right.
Well, I'm saying, okay, you're wearing thick glasses, so I literally can't see them
but
right now.
But that's on purpose.
Okay.
The glasses, you know what I mean? I'm hiding them. Yeah. Sometimes I wear eye patches out, you know, the pirate sheet. I'm trying to cover up.
But whatever you did, I guess it was microblading a couple months ago.
No, I did a year ago.
A year ago.
Yeah, I was ahead of the... I start trends in the comedy world.
Do.
Okay, I'm the first one that had a chill manicure. Don't get it twisted. I'm
Don't
the first one, okay?
Okay.
Used to be New Year's Party 2010.
Okay, look
Come
it up.
Come at me.
Look it up. That was, I think, the first time where I... Also, you're very transparent about your beauty stuff, which I love.
Yeah.
So, sometimes I'll see somebody's face that I follow on Instagram or whatever, and I'm like, something is different. I can't place it. Like, what is different? But you were like, here are my eyebrows before, here they are now.
Yeah.
And it was. Oh my God,
she's
looking
staring
at
you.
I love
she's
her
an angel.
So much.
She's an angel.
Anyway, it was like you, even before this podcast, you were you were setting us straight.
Yeah, I don't lie about anything.
Nah,
I get that you want to, and that's your own personal thing. But especially now that this is my job, I'm honest about
Me too.
Everything.
And actually, this I'm like jumping ahead, but for that reason, because you are so transparent. Jackie asked me to bring. I am jumping the gun, but whatever. Asked me to bring in my makeup bag.
Yeah,
and
I thought it'd be fun if we swap.
Yeah,
I don't know. We've never done that on here before, and I thought it would be fun.
And my first instinct was take out all the shitty, old, dirty makeup.
Yeah,
change it into even a new bag.
Yeah,
and then I was like, this is called Natch Beauty.
Yeah, we
and
keep
I
it fucking
be
real.
Be real, and I want you to. I want to show
wait.
You that I have a disgusting.
I'm so excited.
Makeup bag. That I keep getting new makeup bags to replace it, and I keep staying with the one because I love it.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
And anyway, and like old broken makeup and all this stuff.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, I actually brought some makeup for you to throw away today.
Oh, okay. I will say I did the opposite. Mine is very curated, but only because I don't have like a makeup bag.
Yeah.
I have a makeup hoard. So I have to pick things out.
Yeah.
And I got a new bag at Riley Rose, this crazy store you have to go to in Glendale that just opened.
Okay.
With makeup everywhere. They gave me a bag for free because I spent so much damn money. Huh? And I was just, before I left the house, I was like, I'm going to pick things I think will be fun for you to look at and talk about.
Totally.
So mine's the opposite.
Yeah.
But I don't have any more old makeup because now I know about expirations and I throw shit out.
So that's what we need to talk about because I literally have.
Yep.
Years old makeup.
We'll talk about
it. But also just for someone I remember earlier asked about like Janet makeup, eye makeup. It will like be in my bag. So when we get to that
Perfect.
Point. So that's a way to get these listeners to stick
tune
around.
In. Yeah, stick around after these commercials, baby.
Ding dong. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Maybe we'll put a commercial there.
Yeah, that would be great.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. We have a couple more questions.
Okay.
Darcy, your body is rocking on Broad City. What is your exercise routine?
Holy
Jen from
shit.
Virginia. And I must say, I've said this to you before. The body's looking tight. The body is looking tight. I've seen Janet in the dress. Girl, I'm telling you, on my TV, you were looking hot.
Oh, Chad.
Do you work out? Are you a fit gal and workout person?
I'll tell you my workout.
Yeah.
That's so nice. I mean,
I'm telling you, you rock that outfit. Thanks, those gym pants and that little top.
That's so nice.
Yeah. God. I love that. I love Gemma.
Well, it's
such a fun character,
I mean,
right?
That show is my favorite.
It brings me so much joy.
Yeah.
It brings me infinite fucking joy.
And this season is so, so good. And yeah, every Gemma line is like a gift from the fucking gods above. I guess it's a gift from the Abby and Alana's above.
Yeah.
It's so fun to play her. Well, this is a really nice thing to hear, especially someone who has, of course, struggled with body issues her whole damn life.
Yep.
Stopped wearing shorts in third grade, thinking that I was chubby.
Oh,
I wasn't.
God.
I know.
Your poor legs needed to get some vitamin D.
I know. Issues, better brain, better body brain now than ever, which is great.
Yep, which is fantastic.
Maybe that's about being in your 30s or something.
I was about to say, I think like a fine wine, we're only getting better with
age.
Yes.
Exactly. I mean, I'm wearing a damn crop top today, like a freak.
And you look fantastic. When you walked in, I go, damn the bod. And you go, oh, it's my Madewell jeans. And I said, okay, honey, I'm buying me some of those.
Oh, my God. Okay. You're so great. Especially coming from bod herself.
I mean, I have a class pass. Okay, so.
My sister's into class pass.
Yeah?
Okay, so I like the idea of ClassPass, but I am so routine-y.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of walking into a new class is stressful to me.
It used to really, really stress me out.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, this is all material.
Yeah.
If it goes off the rails, I have material for the pod.
That's great.
So I went to a gym by myself yesterday, a strange gym.
Wow.
And just ran on the little elliptical
and
for 45
minutes. And you knew
what you
were doing. That's great.
I just kept my head down, didn't make eye contact,
It's all the same.
Yeah.
So this is what I do. I do 1 or 2 days of like weightlifting.
Look at you. Okay.
Wait, you want to see my arms? Whoa.
Oh, baby, that's a sexy arm. Okay.
I love to flex. So 1 or 2 days of weightlifting. It's a place, well, I don't need to say it. Silver Lake Lift, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're in the area.
Yeah.
And then
We're kind of nabes.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
And then I would say this is going to sound like a lot, but 2 to 4 days of Pilates.
Wow.
So I'm talking either I'm doing
reformer.
Yes.
Oh,
Club
baby.
Pilates. I think it's all over the country. I love them.
Yeah.
So on a fine week, I'm doing like 2 workouts a week in the week. And on a great week, I'm doing like 5 or 6. That sounds like a lot.
You look incredible.
Thanks.
You look so tight and sexy.
You so
So
much.
Your work is paying off.
But here's the other thing. I love these 2 workouts.
Yeah.
Does that I feel like I've done so many workouts that are... Like, I was just listening to you and Ariana talk about spin, and I was remembering...
My taint was sore for a month. My taint was sore for a month.
Exactly. It's like... But not to say that... Some people love spin.
Yes.
And
Adam,
it's like,
my husband loves it.
Yes.
He bought the damn shoes.
Exactly.
He bought the damn shoes.
I think it's about finding the exercise thing that like brings you joy.
Yes.
And Pilates, I look forward to doing it.
Yeah.
And my lift thing is like a half hour once or twice a week. It's easy and I feel like a strong badass.
I love Pilates so much and I've been going to this one that is, I just feel hazed.
Oh,
like
shit.
They're just not, I need someone to leave me alone.
Yep.
And I need someone to, when I'm struggling, to not come over to me and stare and like correct me. And like, and I'm just like, honey, I can't do this. I'm weak. I'm starting out. It said all levels on the class pass. It said all fucking levels. Okay. Leave me the fuck alone, Cersei Lannister. Okay. I was in a sorority. I can't stand the hazing.
I've been through that. I feel like Club Pilates in general is pretty nice, but I'll tell you the nicest.
Perfect.
Okay. We have each other's phone numbers now.
I know. Maybe I forgot to tell you how to get here on purpose so that I could get your number. I don't know, maybe. I'm just kidding. I did not mean to do that on purpose. Okay. I think there's one more question.
Okay.
Just another question about your hair.
Okay.
Your hair looks so healthy. What's your secret? Rachel from Seattle.
Thanks, Rach.
Listen, everybody loves that hair.
That's so funny. When I was in third grade, I have a very sensitive scalp.
Mm-hmm.
I still do. And my mom... And I wouldn't brush my hair because it's so sensitive.
Yeah.
So my mom...
You're tender-headed.
I'm tender-headed.
Same.
That's right. And so she was like, well, then we'll just cut all your hair off. So I think of myself as like a 9-year-old with like a weird sort of mullet still.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if honestly, hearing even more than one person say that my hair looks good, I'm like, huh?
Several.
That's nice.
Several.
That's real nice.
Yeah.
But just remember, a lot of it is like movie magic. Although I'm good with the fucking... curling iron.
I mean, listen, do you still go to Game of Thrones?
Oh, he's so great.
I just found a photo of you. You used to have, like, ombre. You had, like, green tips.
I know. There was a moment.
Yeah.
Maybe 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Ombre wasn't quite here
yet. I'm telling you, you were kind of ahead of the trend.
Well, I think... is it true that, like, England is... Do you feel like Europe is ahead of beauty trends or no?
Listen, they start somewhere and then slowly trickle somewhere. sometimes they're from Japan,
right.
Sometimes they're from England, sometimes they're from LA,
So when I started loving One Direction, which was like 6 years ago, I started weirdly following all these people on Instagram. Like you know, they're stylists and they're this and they're that and everything. So one of them had this crazy ombre, which I'd never seen before. And I went to like a nice salon and asked for it, showed him a picture. Mm-hmm. It was very severe. It was like a brown top and blonde.
Yeah.
And he gave me the nicest, prettiest little like just hush of a highlight. And it was not what I wanted.
Yeah.
And so a couple days later, walked into like a shitty, cheap, like practically a barbershop, like just it was in Brooklyn. It was deep in Brooklyn. They were Russian. They barely spoke English. And I showed him a picture and he like knew what to do. And it wasn't a good look, but it was exactly what I wanted.
Right.
It was like white blonde on half and brown on top.
Like a big chunk,
like a chunk.
No blending.
And it was like that. It was like the only way I could explain it is like I want not that I wanted to look bad, but I didn't want to look pretty.
Yeah.
I didn't want a nice pretty
quote
look.
Unquote pretty.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. I think. Yeah. It's like when you shave the side of your head or what. Sometimes you just want to do something just to like look the way you want to look.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was like freeing and cool, and I felt great, and I knew that probably most people didn't like it, but like I didn't care. I needed it.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think if anyone listening has that urge, just do it.
Yeah.
First of all, hair grows back. Life's too short.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, with makeup or anything beauty, it's like, go for it.
Yes.
Do the thing that makes you feel good.
Do it. And
without
if it looks bad, just wear a hat and your hair will grow back.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Well, I love that.
I do too.
I think we should get into the makeup bag. I'm so excited.
No. I know. Me too.
Oh my God.
Okay. Let's
I'm
going to
put away my iPad here.
Okay.
And get...
Thanks for the questions.
Yes, thank you for the questions.
Good job, honey.
Anyone listening wants to ever send a question in, nashbeat.com, there's an Ask the Guest tab.
How fun.
And I put up the guest in advance, and you can scroll and peruse and, you know, send in some quests.
You're good at this.
Listen, I'm doing my best.
No, you're doing the best.
Thanks. I do. I mean, number four, baby. Number four, beauty podcast on iTunes.
I love it.
I'm going to bring you mine.
Okay. I'm going to bring you mine.
And I'll come get yours.
Okay. So here is...
This is a new segment.
This is beautiful, by the way. And also, just know that, like, I'm...
I don't need a disclaimer.
Okay. But you're going to... When you see this bag, you might.
Who cares?
Okay.
Listen, there's enough waste in this world, okay?
Right. That's true. And also, just as a little side thing, these are like... Well, I'll just hold this.
Oh, what's that?
Just...
Extra tchotchkes?
Yeah. So here's the thing about me.
Okay.
With like things like food and clothes and makeup,
yep.
I hate to waste. It gives me anxiety.
I love that.
Okay. So, but that means if I don't love a makeup, I still will often use it until it's like gone.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because for one, a lot of makeup places have pretty good return policies,
all of them
right?
Do. All of them do.
Like the foundation I'm wearing right now, I think is too light, and I'm just like, well, I got to use it up.
Yeah,
that crazy.
You know, it's just something that's instilled in
totally.
Us, and I don't like to waste either.
Yeah.
So
like right now, you'll see there is a bronzer and a blush that are truly just—it's a sliver left, a sliver.
Yeah, that's great. I'm impressed.
So this bag is the replacements.
Got it.
Because sometimes I want to buy things.
Yes,
but I'm not allowed to get into them until
that's. Very patient of
yeah.
All right, open. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to stick my hand in and pull something out,
okay.
And then you stick your hand
great.
And pull something out,
okay.
And we're going to see what it is, okay?
Okay?
So I'll go first.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, okay.
Dior Addict It Lash.
This is my favorite mascara.
It's very fancy looking.
You can open it. It is basically out of mascara.
Okay. That's very impressive. How old is this? Be honest.
No, I will be honest. I want to say it is definitely less than 6 months.
Okay, that's
is that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
They say, quote unquote, you're supposed to replace mascara every 3 months.
Wow.
Fuck that, though. I'm not going to do this. How much is this? Like $80
or something? I know. Not that much. Maybe like, what's mascara? Like 20, 30?
Not Dior.
Really?
I mean, Dior. Will somebody look it up for me? How much is Dior Addict It Lash?
I remember it being like 28, but maybe it's like 48 or something.
I mean, not Dior.
Not
maybe.
Dior?
Rebecca will hold up her fingers and tell me.
228, baby.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, 2850. See? It's 2850. I was right. I'm just kidding. Wow, I'm actually shook over that. I don't know why I assumed this would be more.
Yeah, so...
Okay, not that bad.
Not that bad.
Not that bad.
Check out the applicator if you want. I like it.
No. I know. I haven't used your mascara, but a lot of my friends love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice.
At some point... Oh, she smelled it.
Okay. Smells fresh.
Wow, she smelled it. That was so scary. Dior It Lash is what I like. Mm-hmm. Last time I was at Sephora, I let the dude talk me into a different Dior,
mm-hmm.
and I don't enjoy.
Yeah.
Which I guess is why I'm keeping that one.
Yeah.
I kind of double up now, which is like, why?
You know, Andre, our friend, she uses one Dior mascara, but uses the brush from another.
That is how I feel. I'm like, I love the, is this one called It Lash?
Yeah.
I love the Addict It Lash brush.
Yeah.
And the mascara, but like I almost want to use this brush on the other mascara, but I don't think it works like that. I guess I could.
She does it somehow.
And she looks great.
Her lashes are so long.
I mean, she is a doll.
She's a living doll.
She's a living doll.
All right, now you pull one out of mine. Ooh!
I'm already excited. Okay, so it's something called Yes Please.
Yes.
Okay.
And turn it around. Read the front. I mean, come on.
Oh my gosh.
Cute AF.
It's called Cute AF ColourPop. And is this from England? Because it's color with a U.
ColourPop. Do you not know about ColourPop?
No, I don't know anything.
Honey, ColourPop is an LA-based company, but they do spell things the European way.
Okay.
There's a lot of conspiracy that they're an Illuminati brand. I'm just going to say it. ColourPop is going to be available in Sephora soon.
Okay.
But they're very low price point. Great. I don't know how much that palette is, but
this
it's not very much.
Gorgeous palette. Now, this is all eyeshadow?
Yes.
Well, we are such different colors. I'm like, I could not wear any of these.
I love a good citrus eye.
You know, I feel like a citrus eye is so fucking in and fresh.
Oh, yeah,
right
the
now.
Oranges, the reddy and oranges. I would love.
Do you think with my coloring I could pull?
Of course. Okay. Right. I don't know exactly
which one.
You know, because that's the beauty about a palette.
Yeah.
They give you lots of different ones and you kind of come up with what you like.
Yeah, you're good at like a peachy orange.
I love a peachy.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, I'll
what
ride that home.
Okay. This is inspiring me to just try it.
Yeah, ColourPop is very affordable.
Okay.
They're cruelty free. They are online only, but like I said, they'll be on Sephora soon.
Okay.
But this palette sold out. Like every time they released it, it would sell out. People love it.
It's good. It's I mean, obviously
fun colors.
Fun, some sparkle, some matte.
I like the colors. I will say, like, I think it's not the most pigmented, but again, for the price point, not bad. Also, you can spray setting spray on your brush and then use it, and it makes the pigment more, which is what I do 100% with that palette.
Cool.
So that's my thoughts.
I also like that there's a mustard yellow in here that you have used.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I do a cut crease.
Imagine.
I do a cut crease with the yellow.
Help me.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay. Listen, we got to get you on the ColourPop.
Yeah.
The thing about it is, because the prices are so low, you can buy it and experiment and not feel bad, especially with you that want to use everything up.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
I know. That's a hard thing about a palette.
Right.
I can let a palette go.
Yeah. Well, palettes last longer, too. Like, they say 2 years, but you could push it a few, I think, because the powders.
I'm just waiting for you to get to it.
I cannot wait. Oh, my God. Okay, we got the hula.
Okay,
hula, not hula light.
Look
wow.
how little is left.
Oh my God, there is a very, very small amount. How old is this?
It's not that old. I mean, this is this would be from I want to say the fall.
So a year.
Is that right? Oh, it's a year, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think powders, like I said, 2 years.
Okay.
But I'm impressed. I have never in my life gotten down to a pan like this. I'm telling you, there is a tiny sliver left.
Like,
I can see the entire pan.
Yeah.
Just a sliver at the bottom.
I mean, it's hard to even explain how little is left.
Yeah. So you're a fan of the hula.
I do like Benefit and I like hula.
You do this on the cheeks?
I do it in the like...
Contours.
Contour, yeah.
Okay, very impressive.
I do like a three, right? So a little forehead... Do you know what I'm saying?
That's advanced!
Is it?
Yeah!
I do like pick up on... I mean... I'm not, I don't know, I love makeup and I love like technique and all that stuff, but if this makes sense, I like don't want to learn it because it's like, once you learn it, you got to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like when, I mean, there's so much fun to be had with makeup, but when all the contour stuff started happening, I was like, I got to close my eyes because if I learn how to do this, it's going to look good and then I have to do it every day.
Right.
So anyway, but I did like, I liked the little, what is this called? Forehead, the side of your forehead. The cheek, under your cheekbone, hollow.
Yep.
And then the like...
under your chin.
I forget everyone.
So you do a three on either side of your face.
Yes.
One three is backwards.
I'm doing so much physically that you literally can't see because you're listening with your ears.
But I do my best to describe.
You do a good
job.
You
know, Howard Stern does it. We can do it too, baby.
Yeah.
All right, now your turn.
Okay, ready?
Oh, I'm so excited. What are you going to... Oh, yes, honey.
Okay, we're looking at Urban Decay.
Yep.
Subversion.
Ooh.
Thicker, longer, ooh, stronger.
I'm horny.
It's a lash primer.
That's right, okay, hunty.
Okay, this is great because, well, here's something fun. Have you ever been to an airport and they have those little benefit?
Yep.
Okay.
I just saw you on your Snap story.
Yeah.
You were playing with them at the airport on your way to see Britney.
Exactly. Yeah. And one of the free gifts you get if you get three things was a lash primer. And I used it and I was like, what the deal? Like, what is it even for? Is it to keep your mascara on? Is it to thicken your lash? Is it to thicker, longer, stronger your lashes?
I don't know, but I like it. So I'm one of those people that, after about an hour, I have raccoon black under my eyes.
Me too.
Ever since I got that,
okay,
hasn't happened.
Great.
I got this at the Urban Decay party. I went to like the Urban Decay launch party for their
rocks.
I mean, I've been getting a few invites.
I bet.
Nothing crazy.
It's about to get crazy.
You know,
honey.
I'm trying to be an influencer in the beauty world. Huh? So I was at this party, and that was in the gift bag. I didn't open anything else, just that, because I don't need anything else. I'm giving it all the rest of
that's
it to
nice.
My...
That's nice.
Yeah, I don't need it.
Because you have so much.
I have it, and I don't need it. Yeah, it goes bad.
Yeah.
So I did keep that, and I am a fan. Basically, I put it on, and then I think... I've heard you're supposed to not wait, but I wait.
Okay.
My lashes get hard, and they're white with that, and then I put the mascara over them, and it's longer,
stronger,
stays longer, doesn't... Thicker. Yes, doesn't clump off and flake.
Okay.
So I'm a fan.
So now, So this is Urban Decay Subversion.
Yes.
The one I have is Benefit lash primer, and it's brown, and it just looks like mascara.
Interesting.
I don't think it is making them stronger, longer, whatever.
Bigger, better, faster, stronger. Yeah. All right, well, listen. Okay. What's this?
Ooh.
What the hell?
Am I doing too much Benefit stuff?
No, listen, we all have brands we like.
Yeah.
Benefit, what's up? Cute name. Oh, is this a highlighter?
It's a highlighter.
Oh.
So one side is a nice little highlighter.
Okay.
Now, it looks like maybe if you're into the, like, what's that cute brand that has, like, boy brow?
Glossier.
Glossier. So Glossier has a good highlighter that is the same vibe.
Okay. They do have a little bit of crossover sometimes.
Okay. Like a little,
I feel like,
Benefit
and Glossier.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's a stick, you know, like a thick stick.
A thick stick.
And I like to put it on my fingers and then just dot on my cheekbones.
I was about to ask, do you find a cream highlight to be hard to blend? But if you use your fingers, it probably not.
Yeah, I just put it on my pointer and my middle, and I kind of rub them together, and then I just, like, rub them in.
Yeah.
I'm also scared of highlighter, so I think I use a tiny bit.
Yeah, I'm starting to get afraid of it, because basically, in the certain light, I catch a texture.
And it's like a line.
It looks like a reptile, and I said, that's not what I was trying to achieve. I was trying to look young and cute.
Yeah.
I was trying to look like a millennial going out, and instead I look like a reptilian woman, and that's not the vibe
I'm going for. Yeah, I often will see a girl with highlighter and be like, ooh, her highlighter looks good. And then I'm like, nah.
But she's 12.
Yeah. Exactly. Also, if I'm like aware that someone's highlighter looks good, it probably isn't good. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You
it depends on what you're going for.
I guess so.
It depends on what you're going for.
Oh my God, you're so right.
Yeah.
It's not all about natch.
If you want to be intergalactic, baby.
Let's see the highlighter.
Let's see the highlight. If you want to be subtle, you want to take it subtle. Then do a little pop.
I'm glad you have a podcast because I honestly want to listen to you talk 24 hours a day.
We can make that happen. I have your number now.
Yeah,
I'm probably going to bother you all the time.
Good.
Are you shooting still?
No.
Oh, hell yeah. we're going to take our dogs as a reservoir,
yes.
Baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Pull one out of my bag, baby. Let's see what you got.
Okay. Do you want me to grab something?
This is so fun.
I know, this is really fun. Do you want me to grab something big or little?
Big.
Big.
Okay. Tell everybody what that is.
Okay, so this is called, I'm going to say, OC or Osea.
Osea, baby.
Osea.
I think. I had to watch YouTube to see because I didn't want to say it wrong.
It's spelled just Osea, so Osea.
Yep.
It is a sea minerals mist.
I mean, doesn't that sound so sexy?
Could I use a spray of it right now?
Open it and spray it on your face, baby. Great. Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, baby. That was hit. That was a money shot. I am obsessed with spritz and mists.
Me too.
I am now carrying multiple in my bag. I feel like during the day, just spritz, baby. And we've been saying that on Nash Pew for a couple episodes now.
Spritz, baby.
I'm spritzing. So that's a new one. Osea is it's in Malibu. It is a very cool cool, all cruelty-free vegan sea, I'm all about into the sea this. And the sea mist and the sea minerals.
It just feels like rich.
Yes, I it like is. It. That's yeah. probably
expensive.
It's
expensive.
It's expensive, honey. But you get what you pay for.
Is this too basic that I love the rose, the yeah. like the Mario Badescu
yes.
rose spray?
I never knew how to say that.
I don't either.
But I take
Badescu. Badescu.
It's very courageous of you.
Thank you. I do. I spray that on my face yeah. 20 times a day.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I'm all about the mist, so I threw that in for fun.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Thanks for letting me spray.
You can spray. That one says you can do it before makeup, after makeup. You can use that as a toner, or you can just spray it on your damn self all day long.
That's rad.
And I like four in one. Sign me up.
Yeah, that's great. Okay. I might get that.
Powder! Oh, okay. This looks old. This has been through. There's no logo on this. It's so old. This is a mystery powder.
Wait, that could be years old.
Look at the bottom.
Wait, let me talk
this
about.
This is from. They fucking. This is so. Did your great great grandmother put this in her will to you? This is all the sin.
Oh
what
my
is
God.
This?
Okay, let me talk about powder for a second.
What the fuck is this? There's no logo. This belongs in the Smithsonian, okay? Like, I Love Lucy probably put this powder on.
Okay, hey, audience, honeys, let me talk to you about powder for a second, okay? I always in my purse, in my whatever it's called, makeup bag, have a loose powder, translucent powder from Clinique.
Okay.
I use a kiss of it every day.
A whisper.
So it lasts for literal years.
I mean,
Did you
have this in high school?
I didn't have it in high school, but it's definitely been literally a couple years. I remember like when I ran out and I was like, have I ever run out before? I use it. Here's what I do.
We got it.
Because I also have this raccoon situation.
Yeah, yeah.
If I do eyeliner or mascara, and because I do a little whatever it's called, under
concealer.
Eye concealer. Mm-hmm. In an hour, I've got like black. Yeah. So I take a sponge and I just dip it in that, just the corner, and then I squeeze it to get all the excess off. And then I just go dot, dot, dot under my eyes.
Yeah.
And that takes care of it.
Yeah.
That being said, if you look at me pretty close, there's a little powdery under my eyes and I don't love that. But I don't know what else to do.
We got to get you a new one, first of all.
Okay.
I feel like after a couple years...
A powder is...
First of all, there's giant cracks in this, okay? I'm not making this up. There are fucking cracks. This is the oldest thing I've ever seen, okay?
It is so funny because I've had older. This isn't... Like, I've had older powders. Smell it. It's fine, right?
I guess.
It is fine.
It does kind of smell like old makeup. Like when I used to play in my mom's caboodle when I was little and she had like 70s makeup. Yes. Come on, honey.
Okay. We should make a, like, you. This is, I'm checking this out.
This is a powdervention.
Yeah.
This is a powdervention. First of all, there's better powders.
Okay.
Do you need one with the color? This doesn't look translucent to me.
I know. Actually, as I said, translucent. There is like a kind of beigey hue to it.
Which might be why it's crusty.
Maybe.
You know?
So what do you...
You need something lighter. You need something with no talc in it.
I need you to help me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think Cover FX would be a good choice.
But I want it to be loose. Yeah.
They got it loose, baby. They keep it loosey-goosey over there. And it's talc-free, and it's vegan, and it's cruelty-free. And it's a little expensive, but I think it's worth it.
Okay, great.
Becca also makes one that's cool. Oh, Becca has one with a little bit of pink hue, which I know sounds crazy, but it doesn't come off pink. And it's like brightening.
I love brightening.
Illuminating brightening.
I want my under eyes to be bright as the sun.
Same with me.
I love that like J-Lo... under eye situation.
Me too. Yeah. I want them. You might keep digging and find something in mine.
Okay.
Oh, it's your turn.
My
actually.
Turn.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna go for something smaller this time. Oops. Sorry. Okay.
Okay. So this, I've started to receive some gifts from companies,
honey.
And they're all indie. A lot of them are indie brands.
Okay.
So just smell that and tell me what it smells like.
It smells like an indie brand.
It smells like cat piss.
Yeah. This is not okay. Wait. This is not a good smell.
It smells like
literally.
I just was in Dallas and I took it to my sister and I said, "What does this smell like to you?" I put up to her nose. She said, "Cat piss," without a missing a beat.
It is cat piss.
There apparently people use cat piss in some makeup, but there's no cat piss in it. Just somehow, whatever they mix together, smells like cat piss.
Well, this has a cat piss smell. But
don't say the name of it. I feel too bad for the company.
But you are using it.
I like it. Here's the thing. It works. Okay, it works. There's some oil in there. There's some product.
Yeah,
but it works.
I'm not going to say the name of it.
But I don't want to say the name of it.
It's like an eye cream. That's what
it is. I have been eye creaming up.
Okay.
Oh, baby, I've been eye creaming. I cream during the day. I cream at night. I cream in the mid-afternoon. I cream in the car. I cream at home. I cream. I've been eye creaming, baby, okay? Because I'm, like, obsessed with my under-eye area.
Yeah.
To the point that is disgusting.
So are you talking you cream over makeup?
No. Cream first.
First.
This is something I've just learned. You cream first.
Honey, you cream first.
You wash your face. Yep. Before you put on your sunscreen, your serums, you eye cream.
Okay.
Because this is why. Listen to this. Okay. Chew on this trident, okay? You put the eye cream on, and then all the other shit you put on barriers the eye cream.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you wash your face and then you put your sunscreen and then you put, then the eye cream, your eye cream doesn't do shit because all the other layers are blocking it. You put that eye cream first. Eye cream, you scream, we all cream for eye cream, honey. Okay.
Here's the thing. I think I put on eye cream after my moisturizer and I always feel like it ends up getting in my eyes.
No, you got to do it first.
This is great news.
I have been working on my under eye area for about 2 months now.
Okay.
I did a peel.
Okay.
I did a very crazy peel. Then I saw Dr. Sadat, who's a very handsome doctor in Burbank, and he said to me, start doing retina under your eyes. So I have been, but that dries you out. So I've been getting this crust, but then that weird cat piss oil has been helping.
Good to
know. So now I'm creaming. I will do that. Then I will do my concealer, and that oil helps moisturize my under eye, and that's what makes the lines is the dryness.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, can I show you something?
Yeah.
Be 100% honest with me right now. I've been looking in the mirror a lot because I'm working on my under eye area.
Okay.
I feel like one of my under eye areas, again,
is
with
better.
This disproportionate face, but there's so many factors. The sun when we drive. So be honest, if you think my under eyes look disproportionate. Okay, ready?
Like you think one is different than the other. Okay. Just natural face it.
No, natural is fine. It's
when
I smile.
When you smile. Okay.
See? Doesn't one look worse?
No.
Yes!
But wait, look at me a little bit more in the light. They look exactly the same. You're insane.
I took a picture of myself yesterday, and I was like, one is a giant bag, and one is like a little carry-on tote.
No,
what is going on?
Put that picture up on the NatchPute website.
No, it's too embarrassing.
Okay, I was going to say,
it's
let the
hideous.
Honeys vote for themselves.
It is. First of all, I've been getting puffy when I wake up, which doesn't happen. I don't really get like bags under my
eyes. What's
that about? Salt? I don't know. I went to a wedding and I got fucked up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I feel like
that's it.
That was it.
And just give yourself a couple days of water and, you know what I mean? Like, just flush it out.
Yeah, just flush it out.
But also let yourself get drunk at a wedding.
I got high. I don't drink.
Okay.
But yes.
Great.
I got fucking high at this wedding.
Great.
You know, that's how I let loose, okay?
I was going to, like, make a joke about what kind of drug, but then I was like, I don't know what kind of drugs you do.
Marijuana, baby.
Okay,
of course.
Okay. What if you're just like, I snorted rails?
Oh my God.
I don't know if that's how you say it.
I wish I had the income to do that. Just kidding. I would never. Whose turn? My turn?
Yeah,
my
your turn.
Okay, we got to probably wrap up soon.
Nah.
So let's do a little bit of a rapid fire.
Okay,
that'll
great,
be fun.
Great,
okay,
great.
Okay. I already did that one. Secret. Oh, I'm just. Okay, okay. Oh, cute.
Yeah, I love this.
A little tiny naked two basics, Urban Decay.
I love it.
Girl, you hit pan on three damn shades. Get a new palette. How old is this? How old is this?
Within 6 months.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
You use...
I know.
I'm impressed.
I use makeup every stupid day.
I love that. This is a great standard nude palette.
Just kind of boring.
I have the Naked 3, like the big one.
And there's a little like, oh yeah, that one's
you know,
great. I should get that.
I think everyone should have a Naked palette in Urban Decay Naked.
Yeah.
They're a great staple.
Two-faced, I want candy banana pudding.
Now this!
Can I smell this guy?
Yes!
Yeah.
This is what I use under my eyes.
Oh, wait.
But I'm not a hundo with it. No, I'm talking about the powder.
Okay.
So I do cat piss, eye cream, concealer, which I use Urban Decay Naked Skin, and then this.
It smells great.
It smells like bananas, sort of, but
yeah,
not really.
Yeah, I like it.
So this was, I've never bought any Too Faced products, but I decided to support the Candy Johnson collab because I think Candy Johnson's a damn angel. She's a YouTuber, makeup YouTuber. This is banana powder, which like Ben Nye is the first one that did the banana powder. Kim Kardashian uses it. It's like the powder with a little bit of a yellow cast, and she uses it under her under eyes. This is supposed to, quote unquote, brighten your under eye area. But as you can see, there's little reflex of different colors in there.
Yeah, I'm looking at some green, some kind of like muddy red.
Yeah, muddy red. I use the little Morphe brush that's in there. If you want to pull that out, it's gold. I did buy some Morphe brushes to be a YouTuber.
Ooh, very cute.
I do that a little. And I powder, but I will say it puts, if you don't, I'm talking the slightest barely, like a careless whisper of, I'm never gonna powder again.
Banana
powder's got no rhythm. I don't know what that was, but I appreciate you joining it.
Yeah.
If you don't use the tiniest careless whisper, you'll have a yellow cast.
Which she can't.
And I have neutral undertones, meaning, so that doesn't work with me.
Does that mean yellow undertones?
I have neutral undertones.
I have yellow.
So that would be great for
you. Okay,
okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we get you a yellow powder, translucent.
Cool.
We get you that or the Ben Nye.
I don't want to yellow up more, though.
Ben Nye, the makeup guy? You don't want to yellow.
No.
You want to downplay the yellow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll work on it.
Okay.
Okay, I gotta go. I gotta. It's my turn. It's my turn.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, what is this?
Oh, God. I mean, I'm telling you, I use it until the last drop.
What are these initials
on here? MT is my makeup artist. So this is the thing. My amazing makeup artist.
On The Good Place.
Yes.
Yes.
She will often give me makeup all the time, actually. So
that's
if there's
really nice.
An MT on it, that means she just, when she was done, she's like, you can just keep it.
Yeah.
Which is so nice.
So does she use this on you on The Good Place?
Yes.
Okay, so hold on. Let me see what this is. It is NARS Orgasm Illuminator. So I didn't know that Orgasm came in a liquid. I thought it was just the powder.
Yeah. And I think she puts it on like the Illuminator?
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like where
top
you do
your
highlighter.
Cheeks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a lot darker than I thought.
Yeah. We also sometimes use one called Sand, which is great.
Uh-huh.
Same thing.
Once
again,
this is empty. I am fucking shook over how empty all your shit is because I don't ever get to that point.
Right. I have a real thing. Like, same with shampoo, lotions.
Yeah.
It's almost like a game I play with myself.
I love that.
I can buy more, but I cannot open it until it's done. Or at least, like, this one has... Yeah, that has a lot more uses. That's
the
thing.
Oh, of course it does. You only need a tiny bit.
I know.
But this does look very old, but just because it's empty.
It's not. Yeah, yeah. Also, my bag is just powdery and dirty, so the shit looks old in there.
Listen, you're right. I'm judging.
I mean?
Who am I to judge?
Well, please.
All right, what do you got? Oh, you pulled a bunch of shit out.
I know I did. Okay.
Oh, I want to talk about that.
Great.
Okay, so I got sent these. This company is bomb. What is the name of it?
Is it Brooklyn K2?
Yes. So K2 is a Brooklyn-based nail polish company.
Cool.
It's a black-owned company. It is, I think it's like 10 free. You know, the polishes was like 7 free, 8 free.
Ooh,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
So it's natural.
Okay.
These last a good week without chipping because I don't get manicures.
Yeah.
The colors are bomb. What's the name of that one?
This one is called Penny Loafer, and it's like a beautiful penny.
Yes, it's copper.
It is copper. I mean,
and
God,
these
this
are
look
cheap.
Good on you.
These are cheap. They are very affordable. So this company is awesome.
And
I wanted to bring that to shout them out. Yes.
That is good, is hard to come by, right?
And it's affordable.
Yeah.
I feel like see them and they're like, that'll be $13 a bottle.
Nah.
These are like $4. I'm not joking. They're very affordable.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm a big fan of them. I threw that in there just as a fun like thing to shout out.
And it's Brooklyn. Or no, it's K2.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're in Brooklyn.
Okay.
So it's cool. You're a New York lady.
That's
okay,
right.
Let's see. What is this? Okay.
Okay, this is be careful. Okay.
Oh,
this
is it broken?
No, wait, before you even open it. This is one that I absolutely was not gonna bring because it is so embarrassing. Listen to me. Don't open it yet.
Oh God. It's like Pandora's box.
Okay, wait. This is how old it is.
No.
I tempt... What is the brand? Maybelline?
Flirt!
But it's...
Flirt with an exclamation point.
It's something else. It's like Maybelline or
No, Flirt.
No, but Flirt is like the like...
Pika Blush, sheer powder, cheek color, and all dolled up. Flirt Productions.
Oh, there's something... Well...
If it is, it's rub the fuck off from age. I don't know what this shit
because
is.
Because I haven't tempt in years.
You bought this when you tempt.
I have been... A full-time actor, full-time nanny, full-time waitress since the last time I temped. Okay, people?
Yeah.
Okay?
You've had three careers since you purchased this item.
I did not purchase it. I temped at this place, and on the last day of work, it was like Maybelline or something, but maybe this is like a sister company.
Yeah.
This was actually a fucking dream come true. They led me into this makeup closet and gave me a bag, and they said... Go to town.
It's like that scene in Devil Wears Prada where they go into the closet.
It was a dream come true. Now, it is definitely broken.
Okay.
I'm talking the container is broken. The powder is broken.
So I shouldn't open this.
Jackie, open it and let's throw it away. You have to slide it?
No.
You have to slide it.
I'm nervous. What? Get the fuck out. You're on a damn show. You're on two shows. I forbid you. Where's the trash? You deserve better, Darcy. You're loved, okay? You are loved. Do you see this? This is an abomination. My producer's holding up her hand saying, no, please don't open this any further.
I
She's embarrassed for you.
I know. I'm embarrassed. I'm telling you, the reason I could have easily not brought that, I'm bringing it to...
It just broke in my hands. The top just broke off. This is so humiliating. Shame.
Shame. I need this.
This is no, baby.
I will say the color is great, but I promise you I could find a million more colors. I know. I don't even care as... Oh, my God.
Let's get you a tart Amazonian clay color.
Let's truly...
Yes, Rebecca says yes.
Yeah, okay. Let's throw it away today.
Okay. Bye, bitch.
I know. Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch. You're out, baby.
Oh, my God.
No.
I can't believe I let you do that.
I mean, come on now.
But it's fun. Okay, I'm looking at something really fun.
Oh. Okay, I thought you might enjoy that. So, I love Nyx.
We're talking NYX.
Yes. Shout out to Nyx because they're cruelty-free and they're drugstore. So, it's a great thing for people who want to experiment. They have brick and mortars. They're at Target. They're at... I saw them at Walgreens the other day.
Excuse me.
So, they're really branching out.
Yeah.
This is straight up roll-on glitter.
Just glitter.
I'm telling you, it will bring you back to the
If I did a little roll on my...
Yes, okay. Do it. Roll it on your face, your clavicle, your butt.
Oh,
I don't care.
My God.
Fine, huh?
That, I mean, if I had had this weekend, I would have worn it for Britney Spears.
Oh, Britney would have loved it.
Yeah.
Britney would have loved it.
I bet she wears this.
Of course she does. And they come in like 90 colors.
I mean, I'm actually going to get this.
Of course you are.
This
and they're like $4.
Incredible.
And you can put it on your eyes. You can do it on your lips and do like a gloss over it. I do it on my cheeks with if you use your little cream highlight and then put that over it, it will stay all night.
I want to put it on my eyelids.
This is going to... And also... Clavicle, arms.
When you just do the roll-on, it's so like pigmented, dense or whatever.
Yeah.
And then as you kind of rub it in, it's so
You can
nice
blend it
and
in.
Shimmery. I love it. I'm going to get it. So it's NYX or NYX.
Yeah.
Roll-on shimmer.
Yep.
Y'all, you're going to want to get this.
And they have a million colors. I have a pink one. I have a rose gold one. I mean, they come in handy.
Oh, rose gold, I want that.
They have a ton.
Oh, this is great.
I knew you'd enjoy that because you're a 90s guy like me.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I'm going to...
This is another
MT. One that you stole from work.
Did not steal. She gave it to me. Thank you very much.
We'll have to look that up and make sure. Beige. I can't even see what this is. Why does all your makeup have no logos and labels on it? I don't know what you're doing here. Is this NARS?
It is.
Darcy. Darcy, what the fuckity fuck? Do you see this? There's nothing in this. It's empty. It's an empty socket.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing? Why do you have this?
I didn't even remember how
it's
bad
out.
That was.
You Jackie, can't. How? You can't get shit
guess
out.
Guess how I get it out. I break a Q-tip in half, and I use the hard end, not the soft end, and I scoop it out.
You know, I appreciate that. You need to get one of those Every Last
Do
Drop scoops.
Do I need to go to therapy?
No, I love it.
Okay.
You're not wasteful. I'm wasteful.
No, I got to be a little... I got to feel like I'm worth more.
Yes, I agree. You definitely do. Allison Becker was on.
Yeah.
She said there's this little scoop on Amazon. It's called the Every Last Drop Scoop.
Yeah.
And it's this tiny little scoop, and that would be perfect
That's
to get
what I
this
need.
Out.
Yeah.
And it's to do that when you get
how
low
weird
on
is
makeup.
This, that I'm wasting a Q-tip.
Yeah.
To get that out.
Yeah.
But that's really weird. I didn't think about that. Okay. So just a quick shout out to my amazing makeup artist at The Good Place, Michelle Taminsky Schoenbach, who gives me a lot of free makeup and she rocks.
Hell yeah. Oh, this is Shiseido.
Yeah,
wait.
It's great. No, no.
Oh, it's NARS.
Wait, I don't think it is.
NARS.
Wait, toss it to me real quick.
Shiseido bought NARS.
It's...
Oops, that didn't help. We're not very athletic.
It is...
NARS.
Okay.
NAR. That's how they say no in Australia.
Yeah, that's true. Can
NAR.
You do British
no? I can't.
Do
I'm
British.
Not going to insult any British honeys.
I always feel like British and Australian... Here's British. No.
Mm-hmm.
And here's Australian. NAR.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, no, that...
Wait,
that
you have
insulting.
Another one of these damn flirt ones? Get this shit out. Get this... What? I've broken my hand. I'm not even doing that on purpose. I have broken my fucking hand like the other one. This is embarrassing.
What is wrong with me?
I'm taking photos of these for Nasty.com. I'm
Wait,
shaming your
you
ass.
You can do that. But honeys, just know that I'm not like a dirty, disgusting person. I'm very clean.
I think you're clean.
I don't know what this like compulsion is. To like use and reuse. And I do love makeup. I don't know what's wrong with me. You guys,
no,
tweet
it's fine.
Me, help me out.
Listen, I'm all about using things till they're up. My thing is like, this is too old.
This is beyond.
We got to get you something new.
That's it,
you know?
The funny thing is, Jackie, is I might have it. I might have like new stuff. I just don't use it until it's, that's insanity.
All right, pull out one more item and then I caught it.
Nice.
We got to wrap up.
Okay.
We could be here all damn night, you know? We're just having a damn ball.
Yeah, this is great.
Yep.
This is something that I used and loved.
Yeah?
I should maybe get back into this.
I bought that out of recommendations from all the honeys.
What do you think? So this is
I love it.
IT?
Yeah, it.
It. the CC cream or CC foundation stuff in, it's with a 50 SPF.
Yeah.
I love the squeezy container. Yep, yep. I should get back into this. Now, here's a fucking crazy thing about me. I also like it because when you're done, you can cut off the top and scoop out.
Yes. This is Alison Becker went through all this. And you use the scoop.
Yeah.
You got to get that scoop. Okay. I'm sending you the link.
Okay. But those, once you cut off the top of something, there's not a whole lot of life left.
Right.
Because you don't want it to dry up.
But you can pinch it closed.
Would you do these together?
No, okay. I do. If I'm going just CC cream for the day, I'll just do that It Cosmetics. And then she's holding the NYX drops.
Okay.
NYX is the same brand as that roller. These are like $11. It's a great foundation. I'm really into it. It's probably my second most used foundation right now.
Holy crap.
Yeah. So, you know, again, drugstore prices.
Yeah.
Okay, last thing I pulled out from you is La Prairie.
It's like a cream blush. And this is
Berry Glow.
Another thing from my makeup artist, Michelle, that she gave me.
That you stole from work.
It's kind of hard to open. See, like, I could throw away that flirt blush and just use this.
Why? Why?
But this is also pretty, like, it's not that old, but it will look old.
Fuck
it's kind of like your banana pudding opening. So press and open.
I'm trying. I mean, it's childproof. I can't open it. Okay, this is like a fucking riddle. How do you open this? Motherfucker!
Wait.
I've never used this brand. Is this the blush Janet uses?
It is.
Oh, okay.
Did you get it? You want me to do it?
No, I can't do it. Oh, I remembered one question I was going to ask you.
What?
Would you ever rock a Janet look in real life? Like her outfit?
It's pretty old. I mean, it's not old. It looks old. It's used. It's used.
It's empty. Rebecca's saying it's empty.
You guys, but if you look at the empty sides, like that is it's months empty of use. That's the thing. Just because you can see the bottom of the thing,
that means it's done.
There is uses left.
You're right. That one isn't
months
as bad. But
literal months.
The flirt one's got to go.
The flirt one's got to go.
I'm with you on everything but the flirt.
Yeah.
I didn't want to drop it.
No, it's okay. It's not going to break.
It might break.
Would I rock a Janet look in real life? Like the hair and makeup? I would. It's not that different from what I do. But you mean the clothes?
Would you rock like a ruffle top with a vest and a matching skirt?
If it was a little more modern, I totally would.
Yeah. I mean, I'm into the look.
I am too.
I'm into the look. Your bod looks good.
Thanks.
Like they fit. Look great.
This is Kirsten Mann is the costumer. And she, when we started, she had me bring, she kind of was like, you know, flight attendant vibe. She was like, bring things from your wardrobe that you like.
Oh.
So I brought a that would fit this.
Yeah.
I brought a super tight vest, a sort of like tulip skirt or something, and like a ruffly short sleeve puffy sleeve shirt, and then they made this Janet costume.
They made them all?
Yeah, they make them all by hand.
That's so cool.
I know, they're amazing.
That's why they fit so well. They're made for you, baby.
They are really good at tailoring and yeah it's great. And it was fun to sort of like take it from my closet and then turn it into this Janet look.
That's so fun.
Kirsten Mann also did Parks and Rec and Lady Dynamite, and she's incredible. She's like the best.
Top of the game, baby.
Yeah.
Top of the game.
I want to talk to you for 3 more hours, but I feel like
we gotta go. Yeah, we're getting to the end. I mean, shit. There's like Pete and Pete are probably waiting to come in the booth after us. That did happen to me once.
Oh, that's exciting.
Pete and Lori Beth Denberg.
Holy shit.
Can you believe that?
Were you?
I lost my mind.
I bet.
Again, I left.
Yeah. You could not talk.
I didn't say anything. I wanted to say to them, my parents got divorced when I was 7. Aww. The television raised me.
Yeah.
SNCC meant everything to me. Thank you for the laughs. Thank you for inspiring me to be a comedian. Like, all that was everything to me as a child. I would, like, recite the bits with my sister. Like,
damn, I bet they would have loved to
hear
that.
But I was just like,
no. It's scary.
And I got out.
It's scary. Totally.
I got out.
And you know what? They probably are listening to this episode.
Exactly.
And they just
heard
it. Lori
Beth listens to every episode. Yeah. I want her to come on.
You should. I bet she would be.
Rebecca, write that down. We're going to call her.
Obviously, she would be so happy.
Obviously, we have her email because she was on Pete and Pete's podcast. And I feel bad. Danny and Danny, right? Danny?
Pete and Pete.
Yeah. They have a pod on Feral.
Okay.
Yeah. The guys from Pete and Pete. Yes. That's not their name, but okay. I'll cut that. Okay. We should get out of here.
Okay.
Darcy, tell everybody where they can find you on Soch.
Soch.
On TV.
Okay. If you like Soch, you could do Twitter. It's just at Darcy Carden. Instagram at Darcy Carden. If you like TV, you could do The Good Place.
Yep.
Broad City, I'm not on this season, but of course you're watching it anyway.
Of course.
And there's like something coming up in March, but let's just wait.
Yeah, you come back. Come back, I'll dig through your makeup again.
You're a blessing to the airwaves.
Oh my God, thank you for being here. I'm so honored
that you're
here.
You're such a special
ray of
sunshine.
We love Darcy here, and let's get let's just get hot. You know what I mean? Let's just do the makeup and be hot and enjoy our lives and our cute husbands. Your husband's cute.
He's
so cute, you know? Yeah, we both have, like, cute husbands and dogs and, like, you know, we're just doing our
lives. We're doing our lives.
Yeah, we're just doing what we got to do.
Well, this podcast is great, and honeys, you guys are great, and I'm just glad this all exists. It's awesome.
Thanks, honey.
Chooch is looking at me.
I know, she's been staring at you. Yeah. She's giving you, like, the, like, healing waves.
Yes, I need this.
She's intense.
She my Reiki dog.
She is. Reiki. Well, that's going to conclude this ep. Thanks for listening. I really do say thank you for listening to everybody. There's one last thing I was going to say. Oh, yeah. Cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.